Tribal leaders say Republicans approve $15 million worth of cuts that directly affect the tribes. Oneida Vice Chair Kathy Hughes points to the elimination of a $1 million grant for a work-study program at tribal colleges as an example. She calls it a Republican effort to punish Native Americans for signing lucrative casino agreements with Democratic Governor Jim Doyle.
We think the actions that they've taken with some of the cuts that they're suggesting be made right now are most definitely punitive. Punitive from the standpoint that they are dissatisfied with the manner in which the whole compacting process was carried out.
But Republican Representative Dean Cowfort bristles at the suggestion of racism. He says fixing the state's $3.2 billion budget deficit meant tribes had to feel the pain just like everyone else in the state.
You know, we weren't going to leave the Native Americans off the table. I mean, they had to be part of the solution. And what they don't tell you in the press releases and that they're sending out is all of the money that is going from the state of Wisconsin to the Native American tribes.
Cowfort acknowledges much of that money is casino fees paid to the state by the tribes and then reallocated. Governor Doyle hasn't said whether he'll use his veto pen to try to roll back any of the cuts to tribal programs. He expects to make veto decisions and sign the budget within the next 2 weeks. But it's not just cuts in funding the tribes are critical of. They're also angry that the budget virtually eliminates enforcement of the law against video gaming machines in taverns. Kathy Hughes says that was accomplished by shifting the responsibility from local sheriff's departments to the Department of Revenue.
And by moving it into the Department of Revenue, they haven't allocated any dollars for them to actually handle any enforcement per se.
Representative Cowfort says the shift makes bureaucratic sense, especially if efforts to legalize video gaming in taverns are successful.
If it does become legalized, the Department of Revenue would be there to ensure that the state's tax collections would be being done too.
As Attorney General, Governor Doyle was adamantly opposed to tavern-based gambling, and tribal leaders hope he remains that way. Legalizing it would violate the exclusivity clause in tribal gaming compacts, jeopardizing the millions of dollars in casino fees the tribes now pay the state. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.